on Q105.
We're going to be fine. We're good. It's us. It's us. Danny and the girls hanging out with you on the Q. 8:46. I love that Pink song. Cloudy chance, scattered showers today. Thunderstorms possible with a high near 75. Then tomorrow, afternoon sunshine with a high of 83. 66 here at the Cumulus Compound. 419-240-1055. A lot of boob questions today with Dr. D. I got a few texts
funny?
After that.
That's so weird. What were the texts after that? What were they saying?
Well, I'd read them if I could. Some of them are kind of personal.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Not to me, but to some of the people.
Sure,
they probably don't want
course.
Me to... You know, do that. All right. But hey, if you want to play along, 419-240-1055. Denny and the girls, dope of the day coming up. And TV tonight. Okay, last night you had the Dancing with the Stars and the Lions. Huh. Lions actually won on the road at the Giants.
So exciting.
Stunning. Mm. That's what I was watching last night. Tonight you got Jerry Seinfeld stand-up special, Jerry Before Seinfeld. That's on Netflix.
Okay.
America's Got Talent, 8 o'clock NBC.
There it is.
That much closer to the wiener. The finale of The Murder of Lacey Peterson, 10 o'clock on A&E.
Anybody watch that?
She died.
She was murdered, dude.
Didn't hear about that.
Will and Grace, the Paley Center special, 10 o'clock on NBC.
10 o'clock, though, Trisha.
Wait, is that the premiere?
No, it's not the premiere.
No. Hold on a sec. The cast will pay tribute to their favorite moments from the show to get you ready for their big return later this month on September 28th.
Got it. Like a concert psych-up. Okay.
Here's what I'm wondering about the show. Look, I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do with that show now, September 28th. But I'm wondering if the hype has been so huge that there's going to be, well, let's just say a letdown when the show actually happens. I mean, are they going to be bashing Trump?
Oh, I'm sure part of it will be. Oh, yeah. Oh, I would think part of it would involve that because that would be consistent with the characters.
Except for what's her name?
Right.
She's
Except
a conservative.
For Karen.
Karen
won't.
So I don't know.
And Grace won't. But Jack will.
Yeah.
And Will, I think.
They want to be careful with that just because.
Will will.
There's a lot of folks. I think it hurt the Emmys. I think that and having unfamiliar TV shows and all the Trump bashing has hurt the ratings. So they might want to be careful with that.
Yeah,
or they might not care.
They're bringing it all up to present day, so they almost have to a little bit anyway. They have to acknowledge the time frame in some way, and that's an easy way to do it because what else has been talked about the past year and a half? So,
All right. Here's another one, too. Another story here, and then we have to give away a grand. 4K a day, baby.
Yep.
Getting ready for that. How about the guy who qualified for the European trip? It's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
Whoa.
Isn't
it's
that
his first
cool?
Name.
Pete.
Pete. Happy birthday, Pete. That'd be nice if you won that.
That's what I said.
Happy birthday.
We don't want to jinx it, though.
Might give him good luck.
Yeah.
All
Isn't
right.
that crazy, though?
Where is it? There it is. Because this is about science. So when I talk science, I like to have my science music underneath
me.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Helps.
They've just released the list of the prizes for the dumbest scientific studies of the year. Apparently, it's the 27th annual IG Nobel Prizes were handed out recently. It's a ceremony at Harvard that gives awards to the dumbest scientific studies of the year.
Oh, they're the dumbest ones.
Which
okay.
leads me to believe, which leads yeah. me to believe that we waste a lot of money on stupid stuff.
Yes, we do.
And not just our country, but most countries do, which is really stupid. Whatever. The physics prize went to a French study that asked, can a cat be both a solid and a liquid? The results were inconclusive.
A cat?
A cat.
And they couldn't come up with a determination.
Okay.
How much grant money did
doesn't
they get?
Say. It doesn't say.
It's got to be a ton.
The Peace Prize went to a Swiss study that found a potential cure for snoring is the... didgeridoo. It's an instrument created by the Australians, Aborigines, Aborigines. That's it. In Australia, I have a cold.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
It's that giant long tube that makes the low, deep sounds.
Yeah.
That will fix snoring. You know, at this point, I'll try anything.
That fixes snoring?
The didgeridoo.
It's a didgeridoo.
You know what I mean? Didgeridoo.
It's a hard D.
There's a couple of ways you can say it because I went up online yesterday.
Oh, did you?
And it's both ways.
Okay.
So anyway, whatever, didgeridoo, whatever.
Is it the didgeridoo or the guggenflugen? I'm not sure which one.
Now, the guggenflugen is a wholly different, different instrument.
That's about sleep.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And the guggenflugen
is usually between consenting adults.
Okay, okay.
Or somebody who's a loner.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
The didgeridoo is, you bet I did. I don't even know what that means.
Well, thanks for talking. Okay,
it just sounds funny.
It up.
The didgeridoo, it's that long tube thing that people play.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure I know what this is. So I went up on YouTube. You would not, it's amazing to me how many videos of different people playing the didgeridoo. It's crazy.
Is that Ricola thing?
Yeah, no.
No.
No, okay. No, that's a different thing.
No, that's totally different.
And that's Swiss, not Australian.
Yeah.
But
the didgeridoo, man,
can
bring that.
I can see how some it of would put people, you to sleep.
But I mean, some of the, yeah.
But not fix snoring.
But that's what it says.
Okay.
It supposedly might, you know, some people it might be more annoying than the snoring. I don't know. let's see. And it was a Swiss study, and it's an Australian instrument. Interesting. Mm. The Economist Prize went to a study out of Australia that tested whether people would be willing to gamble if they were holding a live crocodile on a leash. See, this is the kind of money science wastes on really stupid studies and stuff. It's like, no, we should not put any money towards this. You're an idiot.
This tells me the Australians have a lot of time on their hands.
They found out that it made a compulsive gambler even gamble and bet more money.
Well, sure, you want to get out of there and let go of the alligator.
I don't know. The Fluid Dynamics Prize went to a scientist in South Korea who found that you might spill less coffee as you walk if you walk backwards.
Oh, let's test
it.
Are you sure you want to test it?
The medicine prize went to a French scientist who used super advanced brain scanning technology to figure out how disgusted some people are by cheese.
These are
legit
prizes for the dumbest scientific studies of the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
And it's all grant money, it's all tax money from somebody, maybe
somebody
not our country, but whatever, yeah. The cognition prize went to scientists in Italy who tested to see if identical twins could tell themselves from their twin in photos. They found out a lot of them could not.
Now that,
That is interesting, but the rest of them are stupid. The anatomy prize went to a British scientist who studied why old men have big ears. He found it's because men's ears grow about 2 millimeters per decade after they turn 30, and when you pair that with balding, it becomes noticeable.
Oh,
wow.
Well, see, now that's kind of interesting.
That one,
too.
Okay,
I've two
of the first
that.
Seven. All right, and the last one. Finally, the obstetrics prize went to a team in Spain that found a human fetus can't really hear music if you put the speakers on your belly.
Oh.
But they will respond to it if you put the speakers inside the mother's hoo-ha.
Whoa! Oh.
Inside the lady parts.
See, I find that interesting as well, because I know a lot of moms put headphones on their bellies for, isn't that a thing?
Earbuds or headphones?
Headphones.
Yeah, on their bellies, yeah.
Right, but
yeah.
I think...
No, I know, but when you go inside, are you using earbuds or are you using...
Yeah, right.
I don't
That's
know.
A good question.
Vibrating earbuds. Anyway,
oh, sure.
But a lot of people believe that. They put headphones on, they play classical music.
Right. To be able to hear.
They can feel the vibration, but they can't hear.
They can't hear it. But if because, you put them up your hoo-ha...
They can. So there
it's
you go.
Closer
Maybe
to
that's
the...
what we're missing out on. We need to come out with our own line of hoo-ha speakers.
I'm sure Bose has already come up with them.
You think?
Oh, sure.
Beats by Dre. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think? They have a special lady part Beats by Dre.
For
That'd
the
be
baby.
Expensive.
That's why Toys R Us is going out of business.
For the baby. Put
anyway.
Beats up there in the right song. It's not for the baby.
I remember
baby.
When 100 years ago I took saxophone lessons and my teacher was pregnant. And after the baby was born, I'd go over, and if the baby started to fuss, and I'd start playing my saxophone, and the baby would calm down.
Really?
So it had to be the vibration. They'd feel the vibration, because they can't hear it, because my saxophone was not up my teacher's hoo-ha.
That's probably best.
It was not
extra
up
for that.
That would be quite a lesson.
Well, it would have been. It's during the 80s.
A little of the right anyway,
so how much if I take the sax? Never mind. All right, anyway, with all the global warming and all the problems we have in the world with hunger and world hunger and people are, you know, don't even have drinking water, you know, they need wells. Mm-hmm. We're spending money on, you know.
This is what their brilliance is being used for.
Who has?
Their theoretical brilliance.
There you go. All right, 8:55. All right, I'm going to come back and then we'll.